This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Defense Minister Lloyd Austin is leading a meeting of dozens of his counterparts from NATO member states and other parts of the world Wednesday to discuss their latest efforts to boost military aid to Ukraine in the face of a nearly four-month Russian invasion. The talks are taking place on the sidelines of a NATO defense ministers meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters ahead of the meeting NATO defense ministers would meet with Ukrainian Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov and get an update on what Ukraine urgently needs.
I expect that at the summit, NATO allies will agree a comprehensive assistance package for Ukraine, helping Ukraine for the longer term. To transition from Soviet-era equipment to modern NATO equipment, and to improve interoperability with NATO.
A virtual meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group last month drew representatives from nearly 50 nations and pledges of new aid packages. Ukrainian officials continue to urge international partners to send more weapons, especially heavy artillery, in order to help Ukrainian forces match up against Russia. Meanwhile, the Russian military said Wednesday it used long-range missiles to destroy a depot in the western Lviv region of Ukraine where ammunition for NATO-supplied weapons are being stored. Those strikes came as fighting raged Wednesday in the city of Severodonetsk in the eastern Donbass region, the area the key focus of Russia's offensive in recent weeks. Earlier Wednesday, a Russian official suggested Russia appears intent on the destruction of its neighboring country. The deputy chair of Russia's Security Council and former President Dmitry Medvedev said, "Who said in 2 years Ukraine will even exist on the map of the world?" This is VOA News.